Well, they used to cut hay with glass blades, they call them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After then, they got the got rid of hay cutters, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they mow that hay down and let it stay till it try to drop, but be sure to try to get it before it rain.
Mm-hmm.
Work between time and bale it up. But the most of the time before they started baling it,
yeah,
had hay stacks.
Okay. Now, was this out in the field?
Well, you could feel the house either near the barn, something like that, sometimes near the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's stacking in the field, near the stack.
Was there any name for the those little small piles of hay that were raked up in the field? Was there a name for those, just those little tiny piles?
Yeah, hay shocks.
Okay, sure. Was there a place where you milk the cows outside?
Yeah, we had cow pens.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have cow stalls. We're going to put one in a little bit. Put in the cow stall.
Okay. Where did you keep your hogs and pigs? You just let them run loose, or?
When we could shut up our hogs, we shut them up to turn them into the peanut patches and chufa patches to fatten. Other times, they run at random.
Uh-huh.
All through the woods, you see cows and hogs. And they had special marks.
Special marks?
Special marks on your hog.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that seen your hog got on it, he had your mark.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad's mark was crop splitting one year, peel handling the other.
Oh, really?
That's his mark.
Uh-huh.
Crop split one year, cropped off and split, and peel handling the other. Peel handling, back here's a year, cut two sides like that.
Uh-huh.
That's called peel handling.
Peel handling. Uh-huh.
That was his mark.
Uh-huh.
That was a beer mark. Each man had his mark, special mark.
Mm-hmm. You
and have that mark recorded down at the courthouse somewhere, known as your mark.
Ah.
And my dad's mark, the crop split in one year, crept it off here a little, and split that ear piece.
Uh-huh.
And then the field handle would hold the ear that way and clip out a piece in the front and back of the ear.
Uh-huh.
The other ear. Crop split in one year, field handle in the other.
Uh-huh.
That's his mark.
Wow. And then they'd put that down in the courthouse.
Oh, yes. And anybody caught with your hogs in trouble.
Was there ever a place when you were growing up that you might keep your milk and your butter cold before you had ice boxes? Did you ever put it down a well or in the spring?
When you want to keep it cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the milk once a day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the milk in the mornings. Some of our shelves in the kitchen, shelves up there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of time I let that, put that milk up on the shelves and what are known as bowls.
Mm-hmm.
And the bowl wasn't, it was a kind of a earthen bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, when you want to keep butter such that a long time,
mm-hmm.
had deep wells and handle pumps. You let that down there with the rope and that water and it keep cool down there.
Mm-hmm. But was there a name where might you store your